Hello and welcome into Jackson Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. And Adam, it's game three in this huge series. The West Michigan Whitecaps at the Lansing Lugnuts. West Michigan's magic number is three, but they're leading for first half of Midwest League East Division is down to five because of a wild walk-off win for the Lugnuts yesterday.
They come in chilling like a villain today here at Jackson Field. What a win that was last night. I mean, we've seen some things over the years in watching as much baseball as we do, but a ninth inning with no hits, an error, an HBP, a bunt that was missed at, strike three on a wild pitch, advancement, and yet Lansing finds a way to win. And as chaotic and as wacky as it was massive, Jesse.
It was. It was all that in a bag of chips. And so now the Lugnuts send the right-hander Steven Echeverria to the mound today against the lefty Andrew Sears. The Lugnuts catcher for this game is Nick Schwartz, and I had the chance to talk to him. Any last things you would like to add?
I hope you asked him about pizza.
Here's Nick.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by the Lansing Lugnuts' Nick Schwartz. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. First year in the Midwest League. Before we get into the season, how did you spend last offseason?
It was good. I mean, I just worked on some stuff that I needed to work on, and I'm feeling good right now, so it's proven on the field.
What was something that you worked on that you can specifically say, I'm seeing the results from this work that you put in?
Just trying to, you know, be more aggressive and just hit my pitches, not hit their pitches, so I think it's working out so far.
When did you first play catcher? Was it something that you asked for, or was it something that a coach put you behind the plate?
I wanted to do it because I felt like it was boring not being in every play and just kind of, you know, just standing out there, and I always wanted to be involved, so I just chose to do it at a young age.
There's so many different things that go into catching, right? There's receiving, there's game calling, there's how you control the running game. Is there a part of being a catcher that came the easiest to you?
I would say I always had like a good feel for the game on pitches and stuff like that, and I always called a pretty good game, so in that aspect I feel like I always did a pretty good job.
How good does it feel to throw a guy out?
It feels good. In the moment it feels good. I mean, if it's a big momentum shifter, it's good for the team as well, so it just all depends on the situation.
The other thing that it would seem to me, okay, there are a couple of adrenaline things for me. Swing bunt or a bunt where you get to hustle out from your position, from the plate, leap on the ball, fire it to whatever bag. How good does that feel?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. Some guys on the mound are pretty athletic about it, but I just try to take charge and just try to get them out of the way. But, it feels good.
And then the other play, whenever there's a play at the plate, have you had a huge play at the plate where you tagged a guy out and that shifted the momentum of the game?
Yeah, definitely. There's a few times that it's been close games or something like that, and a guy will throw him out, and then it's just a shifter, and we just build the momentum, and then we have a good inning, and we just kind of shut him down after that. So it could be definitely a big shift in the game for sure.
I was talking to Davis Diaz about converting to catching and trying to figure out what helmet, what mask worked for him, the hockey style, the old school style. How did you figure out what worked best for you?
Originally, I was with the hockey style when I was younger, and then I switched over to the two-piece just because I feel like it's lighter and just easier for me to take it off. So it has its pros and cons, but I feel like it's just easier for me.
What's your arm been clocked at?
That I'm not sure. It's been a little bit. I'm sorry.
That makes sense. What other sports did you play, by the way, growing up besides baseball?
I just messed around with basketball a little bit, and then once baseball kind of got really serious, I kind of just shut it down and just focused on baseball.
Were you a physical basketball guy?
Not really. I mean, I wasn't that great. I just more did it with my friends and just had fun, so it was a good time with my friends, more of.
Is it fair for me to say Yankees or Mets growing up?
Yeah, I was a Mets fan growing up, so I watched a lot of guys. Like David Wright was my favorite player growing up, so he was like a big Met for me, at least, growing up, so it was fun watching him.
I mean, he was Captain America, yeah. The bare hand catch, the big hits.
Yeah.
Joined by Nick Schwartz, what led you to Southern New Hampshire?
I was in the transfer portal, and I reached out to the school. I just saw that they were winning and everything, and then I talked to the coach, and he just kind of did everything to just show me what it was like to be, like, wanted and just play my game. So I was able to do that there and had a lot of success with it.
Yeah, how did you grow? How did you develop with Southern New Hampshire?
Yeah, my coach, Scott Loazzo, he's the best. I mean, he's at Dayton now, but he just really helped me develop and took the time out of his day, no matter what it was, and just developed me from the hitting aspect as far as my misses, and then just catching-wise, just everything just becomes simple and just easier for me. So, you know, he really took the time and helped me grow as a player and a person.
During our last road trip to Dayton, were you able to see him?
Yeah, I actually saw him, so it was nice. We went out to lunch, and we just chatted up for a little bit, so it's good to see him after a few years.
That's Nick Schwartz. We'll cut things off right there. You can check out the full interview on the Lugnuts website, LansingLugnuts.com. But we're getting closer and closer to first pitch. Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps, so let's check in with our starting lineups, and here's Adam.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much. Well, let's begin with West Michigan, 39-20, 20-12 on the road after their loss last night in the ninth, 4-3, the come-from-behind win for the Nuts. So today, Tony Cappicelli writes his lineup like this. Ben Malgeri, a late switch. He's going to lead off in center field, the 25-year-old. Kevin McGonigal bats second at shortstop. Max Clark was initially going to lead off. He drops down to the three-hole as the DH. Johnny Peck hits in the cleanup spot at third. Peyton Graham is at second, batting fifth. Austin Murr swings sixth in right field. Andrew Jenkins batting seventh at first. Patrick Lee, the left fielder, hits eighth. And the other Lee, Bennett, is the catcher to round out the order. Malgeri, McGonigal, Clark, Peck, Graham, Murr, Jenkins, Lee, and Lee in support of Andrew Sears. What do you got for West Michigan?
It's Ben Malgeri. Two-run homer in the first inning yesterday, 3-for-3. He's the hitter to watch at the top of the attack.
Okay, for Lansing, 34-25, 19-13 at home. Josh Kuroda-Grauer leads off at short. T.J. Schofield, Sam bats second at first. Tommy White is at third, hitting third. Jared Dickey in the cleanup spot in right field. Nate Nankill in left field, batting fifth. Ryan Lasko hits sixth as the DH. Rodney Green is in center field, batting seventh. Nick Schwartz, we just heard from, hitting eighth as catcher. Casey Yamauchi batting ninth at second base. Let's get you your national anthem. National anthem was so fly from Abby Affolter as we are now ready for baseball. It's 90s night here in 2025, Thursday, June 12th. And you know what? It's also a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. It is Western Michigan night. Boo. Yeah. And, you know, retro tank jersey giveaway to the first 1,000. So, game three of this series. It is not Western Michigan, but West Michigan, 39-20 in game 60. And your Lansing Lugnuts, 34-25 again. A second chance this week to jump 10 games above 500 and close the gap to just 4 games for Lansing, getting things hopefully a little bit tighter on West Michigan, or the Whitecaps a chance to extend their advantage tonight. It is Andrew Sears, the left-hander, against the 19-year-old righty, Steven Echeverria out there on the hill warming. The Nuts are in the home whites with the red caps and the black bills, while West Michigan, they have the black batting helmets, the dark blue and lighter blue shaded uniforms with the gray pants and the blue socks. With the call, here is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam, I appreciate that. Play ball has been declared, and so here we go. Nate Nankill in left, Rodney Green Jr. in center, Jared Deckey in right, Tommy White at third, Joshua Kurota-Grauer at short, Casey Amauchi at second, TJ Schofield-Sam at first. The catcher is Nick Schwartz, and the man on the mound, Steven Echeverria, coming off five scoreless innings his last time out. 2 years ago, New Jersey's Gatorade High School Baseball Player of the Year. And we have seen him taking immense strides this year, his second full season. Minor League Baseball, how does he fare against the best team in the Midwest League?
Well, you remember, Jesse, if you go back to May 8th, that was the first outing we saw Etch really put it together. Now, that was in the bullpen on May 8th against the West Michigan team. He went 4 2/3, no runs, couple of walks, and a strikeout. So we will see if he can duplicate that type of performance by doing it, I so to say, in the leadoff spot.
The time is 7:04. We begin. And a swing and a miss by Ben Malgeri. We are underway 1 minute early. 7:04 p.m. first pitch, and it's 74 degrees. There's the 0-1. Down and away. Malgeri yesterday was 3 for 3 before he was removed for Austin Murray. He's been working his way back up to the AA level and the Erie Seawolves. All of his hits yesterday were to right. Righty to righty. Swinging a shot to left center. Nankill watches. It's gone. Over the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame, rebounding off the brick wall and collected for a souvenir. For his second straight day, Ben Malgeri homers in the first inning. And it's just the second home run allowed by Etch all year. It's 1-0 Whitecaps.
Yeah, and the only other homer was to a lefty. So this is the first righty he's given one up to. That thing was crushed. I mean, the outfielders, Nankill and Green, didn't really move.
433 feet. I think he's ready for AA.
Yeah.
Kevin McGonigal swings and misses strike one. Right back at him with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. McGonigal yesterday, 1 for 3, a double and a walk, hitting .358. The deal. Inside corner, strike two called. Home plate umpire Jared Neal, bases umpire Dylan Reeves. Third baseman White toward the shortstop hole. 0-2 is on its way. Check swing, it broke down and in on appeal, didn't go. Ball one. And there you start to see the filthy Echeverria secondary stuff to go along with that fastball, which every time I look up at him, it's like Etch is adding more ticks of velocity to it. Out of Millburn, New Jersey, glove in front of the face. Turn, kick, fire. Inside, 2-2. And McGonigal this year with West Michigan, 12 walks and 12 strikeouts through 17 games. Pitch on its way. Line drive left field, down for a base hit, chased by Nankill into the corner. McGonigal heads for second. Nankill picks it up, gets it in, it's a double. And it's gone home run to bagger to open things up for West Michigan. I had that, Adam, as a 100-mile-an-hour fastball from Echeverria, and McGonigal just went right with it.
Wow, first time we've registered seeing him. He's thrown 100 miles an hour this year, but it turns into a hit, and this is pretty much how it started yesterday, except it went double, double, homer. Today, maybe going homer, double, and perhaps another double.
The thing was, though, yesterday, after that double, double, homer in the first inning, what did West Michigan do the rest of the game?
Nothing.
Well, they hit into a lot of double plays.
That's true.
That was it, though. They scored 3 runs in the first inning and nothing after that, and they lost 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth.
And they look like a team that was frustrated losing yesterday in the ninth with the way they've come out attacking offensively.
Max Clark, 1 for 3 yesterday, single and a walk. Batting left, 1-0 Whitecaps, nobody out. First pitch, swings and fouls it back. Clark is 2-for-8 with two singles so far in the series, hitting .257 for the year, with a league-leading 50 walks in 50 games. Moved out of the leadoff spot for Ben Malgeri. Tiger orange batting gloves gripping the bat, waving high above his head. The pitch, up and away, off speed from Etch. McGonigal at second, 20 years of age. Clark at the plate, 20 years of age. Echeverria, 19. And the 1-1. Down and in. All of them were taken in 2023 out of high school. For Max Clark, out of Indiana, out of Franklin, Indiana. 6 feet tall, just shy of 190 pounds. And the count in his favor as he fouls it away left side. And the count is now leveled. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That's the thing, Adam. It's 90s night, right? How many players on each of these teams have any memory of the 90s?
I would guess none.
Yeah. Patrick Lee and Austin Murr in the starting lineup today for the Whitecaps. They were both born in 1999. That the guys know the music, though. 2-2. Pass to deep left field. Back toward the corner. It is fair. Ricocheted an 8 Nankill. McGonigal around to score. Clark takes his spot at second. So it has gone home run, double, double. And it's 2-0 Whitecaps on Max Clark's 9th double of the year. Once again, it's an Echeverria fastball. And that one was 98. And Clark didn't miss a home run by very much near to the 304 feet away, 23-foot tall wall.
Yeah, he's not getting swings and misses with that. It's a high-velocity fastball. It's a four-seamer, but they are connecting with it.
Here's Johnny Peck, righty to righty. Down low, picked up out of the dust by Nick Schwartz. I think a big key for Echeverria so far is the secondary stuff hasn't been a threat yet. So because of that, these Whitecaps have been able to sit on and drive that fastball. Peck's hitting .273 through 50 games. Fouls back a fastball. A ball and a strike. Peck yesterday as the DH was 1-for-3 with a first inning RBI double. Scored a run. Later hit by a pitch. There's nobody out. The Whitecaps have the early 2-0 lead. Clark is dancing. 1-1. Swing and a miss. That's been his best slider so far.
Well, he's been able to get to 2 strikes. Now 3 straight batters just looking for that first one to finish off. And again, just take a deep breath.
Echeverria sets and deals. At a bouncer, hit towards short. Carota Grauer gloves. The throw to first. In town for at number one. As Clark advances to third. Peyton Graham's coming up next. Here's the thing, Adam. For Steven Echeverria, on paper, that stuff is magnificent. And we've been able to watch him this year and gone, this is really remarkable what he's able to do as he's learning. But he has averaged less than a strikeout per inning. He'd love a K here. Infield drawn in. Righty, righty. And he starts things off with ball one high.
Well, and I think it's, you know, sometimes you forget because he started to dominate so much here that this is just his second year professionally. His first year in the Midwest League. And he's, you know, 19.
Yes, he is. Ball and offering. Just off the outside corner at 96.
Isn't it weird to say that the two 20-year-olds have experience on him in this hitting lineup for West Michigan?
It's true. Now, Peyton Graham is age 24. Second rounder 3 years ago. 2-0 Caps. Graham swings and fouls it away on a line off the netting right side. 2 balls, 1 strike. That fastball got on him too quick. Tomorrow we're going to see another 20-year-old for West Michigan, that being Rainer Castillo, the starting pitcher. The 20-year-old Josue Briseño, though, has not played yet in the series. Graham takes a ball, though, and it's 3-1. Of McGonigal, Briseño, and Clark, the three prized 20-year-olds. McGonigal is the oldest with the August birthday. And then Briseño, and then Max Clark, the birthday in late December. At Chavarria's 3-1 pitch. High fly, left center, it's towering. Chased by Green and Nankill. Nankill, the left fielder, makes the grab. Clark tags. Here he comes for the plate to score. And it's 3-0 Whitecaps on a sack fly for Peyton Graham. Two outs.
'90s night or Groundhog Day?
Well, the question is, how much will we repeat from here?
Goodness.
Hometown folks loved how last night came to an end. Austin Murr now, two outs, nobody on. The NC State Wolfpack batting left. Takes the ball outside.
Uptown folks, huh?
Can I just ask you? It's very easy to make Whitecap singular, Lugnut singular. How do you make Wolfpack singular for one player? Ball and offering. Foul back.
Wolf?
Could we just say he's a wolf out of NC State? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to rock with it.
He's a lone wolf right now.
He's a wolf man.
Here's the 1-1. Line drive, left center field, chased by Nankill, into the alleyway. He's there. He makes the grab. Side retired. First three reach and all score. Next three set down by Echeverria. Going to the bottom of the first inning, Whitecaps 3. Here come the Lugnuts against the left-hander for West Michigan, Andrew Sears.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week, is getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Corey Aving with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
West Michigan scores 3 in the top of the first inning, 3-0 Whitecaps, and now here are the Lansing Lugnuts, Carota Grauer, Schofield Sam, and Tommy White against the lefty Andrew Sears, who loves to work quick, deals. Carota Grauer takes a called strike, and now hang on to your hats. Gets the ball back, settles third base out of the rubber. Lefty to righty, Carota Grauer takes, called strike 2, 95 miles an hour. Andrew Sears out of Warwick, Rhode Island. The kick and the pitch. Low. 1-2. On the reigning Big Ten player of the year from last year, when he led the nation in hits in the regular season. 1-2. Carota Grauer swings, smacks it off the mound. Grabbed by second baseman Graham. Over to first, and one away. Your West Michigan defense. Graham at second, Jenkins at first, the catcher Bennett Lee. On the left side, Peck is at third base today, McGonigal at shortstop. In left field, Patrick Lee, no relation. Center fielder Ben Malgeri, and in right field, Austin Murr. The Whitecaps have the best defense in the Midwest League statistically. 3-0 Caps. TJ Schofield Sam takes a called strike. Hey, Adam, statistically, he's the best hitter in the Midwest League. Second best batting average in minor league baseball. And he pokes this pitch foul. off the left side. That's nothing and two on a second straight batter.
And statistically, that showed through yesterday. Had a big day at the plate. Even got an intentional walk in a pivotal spot.
Yes, he did. Sears deals. Smacked right side and through. It's another base hit for Schofield Sam. Murr relays it in. A one-out single. And for TJ, his league-leading 72nd base hit of the year.
Well, that's the alignment right there as Peyton Graham shakes his head. He looks right down to his little card on where he needs to position himself for Tommy White. And if he's in his normal spot, that's an out.
Tommy White takes ball one low. And with the runner on base, this is going to change the pace for the lefty Sears. Schofield Sam, though, not a threat to run. Right side of the infield wide open. 3-0 Caps. White swings and got under it, towering left side. The catcher Lee watches. But that ball's well back. Seats with a high hop. And now taken in by a fan in a Tigers uniform. Looks like Tarek Skubal attended.
Are you going to report the breaking news? Tommy White took a pitch.
Well, guess what? Second day back after the lengthy rest, shall we say, not on the IL. Rest. White swings and foul tips, strike two. The first day back 2 days ago, he was swinging at everything. In the Lake County series, when he returned from the injured list proper, first game back, he went 0 for 4, 4 strikeouts, and then he got back into the swing. Half two to righty, here it comes. Down low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And you and I have seen, Adam, that when White has been locked in this year, you can make an easy case that he looks like the best hitter in the Midwest League, the most threatening hitter. Can't strike him out, draws walks, hits the ball all over the place, and crushes it. 2-2. He was badly fooled, a wave and a miss. Briefly not located by Lee, but no worries, first base is occupied. At a strikeout for Sears. 2 outs.
Well, I remember talking to him the first time. He was down on the IL. Coming back, how fast things felt for him, how his timing was completely off. And we saw it. I mean, he struck out multiple times in that first game back. So he's just got to get that rhythm back because he was rolling.
Jared Dickey takes the ball from Sears. That first time that he was on the IL, he missed all of the West Michigan series. It's like right now, West Michigan playing the first 3 games without Josue Briseño. 3-0 Caps, lefty to lefty. Outside corner, strike called on the good breaking ball. Jared Dickey was yesterday's hero on a bouncer that he hit on the right side of the infield. 1-1. Breaks in for a called strike two. Luke Gold, the first baseman, came in. He cut it off in front of the second baseman. And he threw to second instead of throwing to the plate. And because of that, C.J. Rodriguez scored the game-winning run. The Whitecaps could not turn a double play. Got a little bit of dirt cultivating going on by Bennett Lee. One, two. Fouled off the hands into the screen. And speaking to some folks downstairs, I heard a story that they said in yesterday's game, at the very end, that they heard communication from the dugout from the Whitecaps, throw home to Gold, but from the field to throw to second. He threw to second, and it was the wrong decision. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Dickey's gone on strikes, and the single by Schofield Sam is stranded. Scoreless first for the home squad. Let's go to the second. West Michigan up 3-0.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. LoveLost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, LoveLost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite. because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit loveloss.org and register today.
Aloha, it's Blaze Pontes. Let's get you back to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jackson. From Lansing, Michigan and Jackson Field, the West Michigan Whitecaps up on top of the Lugnuts 3-0 on our way to the second inning. And the Whitecaps batters do against the righty Steven Echeverria are the 7-8-9 hitters, Jenkins, Lee, and Lee. Let's begin with Andrew Jenkins. Righty-righty. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 94 right by him. And the first inning, West Michigan turn around a couple of trio of Echeverria fastballs. 0-1. Line drive down the right field line. Slicing. Foul. Strike two. Ben Malgeri led off with a home run. And then Kevin McGonigal and Max Clark slugged back-to-back doubles. Clark eventually scoring on a Peyton Graham sacrifice fly. And there you go. Three runs. 0-2. Slider down the way. He went for strike three. Strike at number one for Echeverria. And that was wicked.
Well, and that right there about the most swings and misses we've seen after we saw a 25-pitch first inning. He got two swings and misses right there to get that first strikeout.
Patrick Lee, first pitch. Strike called. Fast both the letters. It is Western Michigan University night, by the way, here in Lansing. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Oh, pumping the fastball right past him.
Did you say, by the way, because you can't tell?
So, Western Michigan University is located, about 80 miles away from Lansing. 0-2. Dad it in. It's located about, 60 miles or so away from the West Michigan Whitecaps ballpark, LMCU ballpark. It's basically due north. LMCU ballpark is due north of Kalamazoo. 1-2. Did not chase the high fastball. So, Adam, is it on me to give facts about the Western Michigan Broncos tonight on WMU night?
No. I got a whole half inning prepared of great facts about Western Michigan University. Don't worry about it.
You don't say.
Yeah.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
I do feel like my facts might be different than yours, though. So, yeah, go ahead, Jesse.
No, this is good. I like it. They are the defending national champions in hockey, men's hockey. Breaking ball outside. Ball one to Bennett Lee. Idle yesterday. He homered in the first game of the series. Two outs, nobody on. 3-0 Whitecaps. Here's the 1-0. That missed slightly low, according to Jared Neal. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that's way outside to the Wake Forest Demon Deacon. Western Michigan University has produced a ton of major leaguers over the years. 36 position players, 19 pitchers. Only two All-Stars, though, in terms of All-Star pitchers. High pop-up. Foul. Left side. Catcher Schwartz. Third baseman White. And it falls in between them. Bennett Lee still has life.
And it didn't look like a lot of communication going on right there, Jesse, because that's probably got to be Tommy's ball. He's got the better angle, plus he's got none of the equipment on, so easier to move, and they both kind of looked at each other, and it fell in.
Okay. He was swinging on 3-0. on 3-1. Bennett Lee takes a called strike two. Your all-stars from the Broncos to make the major leagues. Jim Bowden, known for ball four. Phil Regan, the Vulture. And Smokey Maxwell, a Detroit Tiger, 1956 and 1957. Payoff pitch on its way. Served up in the air, out to right field. Jared Dickey waits. He's beneath, puts it away. Keep on jogging back to the dugout. Perfect frame, Steven Echeverria. Two strikeouts and a flyout. 1.5 complete. The Lugnuts trail the Whitecaps 3-0.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jake Christensen, and you're listening to Lugnuts Baseball. Let's get back to the broadcast.
Nankil Lasco Green coming up with the Lansing Lugnuts against the southpaw Andrew Sears of the Whitecaps, protecting a 3-0 lead. First up, the left fielder Nate Nankil on the pitch. Struck out to left field. In comes Patrick Lee with a dive. And Patrick Lee makes the catch. Saw it on your scorecard. Outright robbing Nate Nankil of a base hit. A sinking line drive. That was in and to his right, hooking the whole way. But Patrick Lee said, no, sir. One pitch, one out for Sears. The pitch to Ryan Lasco. Taken low, ball one. Well, back to Western Michigan University facts. Because tonight is Western night, we're celebrating different universities throughout the state of Michigan on various Coors Light Thirsty Thursdays this year. Lasco swings and misses. One ball, one strike. But the fun thing is, so Western Michigan, and by the way, Adam has stepped aside, so we can talk more freely about this. Lasco swings and misses, strike two. One out, nobody on. Last of the second inning, Sears took a hard step off the mound. The Lugnuts are down 3-0. Lasco DHing today. Western Michigan University, the Broncos. Not to be confused with the West Michigan Whitecaps, not the Western Michigan Whitecaps. Lasco takes a fastball high. 2-2. Originally, they were not the Broncos. Originally, they were the Hilltoppers. The campus is on Prospect Hill. 2-2 pitch. High fly deep left. Patrick Lee is back. He won't get this one. It hits off the wall. Lasco heads for second. Lee simply fires into short. It's a double for Lasco. He is hitting the stuffing out of the baseball recently. Double number four with the Nuts. In the first inning, there was a one-out single to Schofield Sam that was stranded. And now Sears will try to go about stranding Lasco. As Rodney Green Jr. steps in. And we're seeing hard contact against the West Michigan lefty ace. 3-0 Caps. Here's the pitch to Green. Breaks in for a called strike. Lansing down by three in the second inning. Rodney's hitting just 158. He was hitless yesterday. Sears sets. Offers. Down and away for a ball. So Western Michigan decided they needed to change their nickname from the Hilltoppers. After all, there was already the Hilltoppers, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. We've seen the campus back when the Bowling Green Hot Rods were in the Midwest League, because that's where WKU is. They needed a new name. Here's the 1-1 for Green. Ground ball foul right side, strike two. Well, John Grill, who is an athlete, one of the one of the Hilltoppers at the time. And he said, let's call ourselves the Broncos. Among all the other suggestions made, they decided this is a great one. Yeah, let's call ourselves the Broncos, John. Nicely done. And they gave him a cash prize to thank him. The pitch. Bought off the hands foul, left side. Adam, do you know how much money was given to John Grill for determining the new nickname for Western Michigan that they have now had for nearly a century?
$1.
It was more than that. They gave him $10. Try it again, 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with the off speed. Strikeout number 3 for Sears. 2 away.
2 dollars.
Now, as far as the colors of the school, Adam, your beloved brown and gold.
If it's brown, flush it down.
Brown and gold dates back to the Brown-Eyed Susans for the first president of the university, Dwight Waldo. Looking at the flowers on the campus. Nick Schwartz takes a ball, though. And it was his secretary who said, look at these flowers. Let's go with this brown and yellow. And so he said, yes, let's. And that's how they chose the colors for Western. Brutal. Floral. What a pitch, Schwartz. Right to the shortstop, McGonagall in the air, ending the second inning. And the double by Lasko is stranded. We're going to the third inning. Noted Western Michigan supporter Adam Jackson is coming up with the call of the game. Whitecaps leading 3-0.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Love Lost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, Love Lost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite. Because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit lovelost.org and register today.
Aloha, it's Blaze Pontes. Let's get you back to Lansing Lugnuts baseball.
Hello there! Off to the top of the third inning on 90s night. Booyah! And right now, West Michigan on Western Michigan night. Well, they're flexing their muscles. They're up 3-0. Steven Echeverria back out there for the third. How many times will we do that tonight? Faces Ben Malgeri, the first pitch home. And he shoots it in there. Fastball, strike one. This was the guy that homered out to left. And it was about, 420 or so feet. Scalded that baseball. Pitch home. Launched up in the air, out to center field. Pretty well hit. Ronnie Green is going back, but he has room this time. Turns his hips in front of the track. Squares up, makes the catch. One down.
You know what I think has happened is that Echeverria is now landing his secondary stuff. And I think that's changed things. You can't sit on that fastball anymore.
And they were. I think, too, sometimes in that first inning, you try and go more fastball and save some of the secondary pitches for the second time through the order, and he couldn't do that. Here's Kevin McGonigal from the left. The pitch. That scoots in down low. He's got the slider and the changeup to go with that fastball.
I think that was a first pitch curve.
And apparently he's got a curve. Kicks and throws home. Rocked down the right field line. That thing is hammered, and that is gone. Wow. Just like that, McGonagall gets his third. It's 4-0 Whitecaps.
So he missed with the first pitch breaking ball. He came back with a fastball in on the hands, and that left a lot quicker than it arrived. 112.
And just enough to get over that 23-foot tall wall and right over the yellow line. Here's Max Clark. First pitch shoots in there. Changeup, strike one.
You understand how quick McGonagall's hands are to be able to turn on a pitch like that?
The 0-1. That's down low. Yeah, it got out in a hurry. And he is now halfway to the cycle. Double, homer. And all the hits are extra base hits. There's four hits for West Michigan. 1-1. That drops in there. Right at the bottom of the zone, but not given. Ball two. They have no base hits tonight. No singles, I should say. Two homers and two doubles from the top three in the order. The pitch way inside to Clark. These guys are locked in right now. Again, last night it was three in the first inning and then eight innings of nothing. And they had three in the first inning tonight, and now the home run here in the third. Righty-lefty matchup, the pitch home. Way outside, ball four. Clark draws his second walk of the series. He's reached for a second time, and it's the same type of issues that he had the first time through the top part of the order here in this third inning against him for a second time. Well, Etch, the 19-year-old and 13th-ranked prospect for the Athletics by MLB Pipeline. Third-round selection in 2023 out of Milburn High School. Ready, throws. Swing and a miss. Good slider to Johnny Peck. He was the highest signing in that third round, the second pitcher and second overall pick in the third round. A's wanted him, and they signed him away from his Florida commitment for $3 million. He believed in this guy. 0-1. Check swing on a slider up. Looks like he does not go. One ball, one strike. And again, Etch was struggling at the beginning of the year, and he figured it out of the bullpen the first time that he pitched against West Michigan back on May 8th. Throw back to first, and in safely is Max Clark. No tag applied by Schofield Sam. I mean, since that point to now, there have not been many outings where he has struggled. But he is tonight because of these bats. Pitch. It's launched up in the air. First base side. Back towards the seats. And it caroms off the green chair back. Strike two.
That was interesting in that West Michigan game. Because remember, Corey Avant had opened for Gage Jump on a weather game. And then he opened for Etch and had settled Steven in. And then Avant joined the starting rotation proper.
One on one out, top three, 4-0, West Michigan leading. It also took Etch in that game, Jesse, a couple batters before he got rolling. He, I think, walked one or two guys, and then he settled in. 1-2, swing and a miss. Well, that was 96 up high. That's his third strikeout. Two down here in this third inning. So there's moments here. But the mistakes have been big mistakes. And so far, there have been four. They've all been extra base hits. Here's Peyton Graham, had the sack fly and a long out to left field in his first at-bat. Runner at first, two away. Righty-righty matchup. Etch from the stretch. Throws home. And he shoots it in there, strike one. Remember, Peyton Graham came out sizzling hot in this series. Three hits on Tuesday. In the 6-2 West Michigan win, and they looked dominant in that one. Lansing only scored one run, a homer in the second before getting a run in the ninth. At that point, game seemed over. Next pitch is lifted up, first base side, foul territory, in play for Schofield Sam in front of the coach's box, up above his head with two hands, and that'll do it for this third inning. So a homer from Kevin McGonigal, the 20-year-old with a double and a homer now. It's 4-0 Whitecaps, last of the third, coming up.
Miss Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's donorschoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
Hi, I'm Dave Burba. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Let's head back to the game.
The garage just off the Grand River is popping here tonight. A bunch of fans have parked themselves inside Jackson Field for another Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, 90s night. Casey Amauchi leads off. First pitch, high hopped off the plate to the left of second. It's the second baseman, Graham, over to his right, has it, throws to first, and he gets Yamauchi. One pitch, one out, throwing across his body. Well, Peyton Graham has made some nice plays in this series. And he's got another one right there where it certainly could have been McGonigal, the shortstop, to go get it. But Graham was closer and a better read on it. Here's JKG. The pitch. That shoots in there. Strike one. Hear the wind whip in here. And he's blowing in from right over towards center. The pitch. Down low to Kuroda Grauer. His long on base streak yesterday came to an end. Went 0 for 5, struck out in that ninth inning rally. Then they walked it off. A batter later, after the intentional walk to Schofield Sam, Jared Dickey bounced out, but they needed two outs. 1-1. Kuroda Grauer twists this up to shallow center field. Here comes Malgieri sprinting in, can't hit there. So there's a base hit for Kuroda Grauer, his second of the week. There's one on with one out. Nuts trying to come back here down 4-0. So here comes TJ Schofield Sam. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Sears throws. Bends it in there. Strike one. Guy that works quick with a fastball, slider, and a sweeping curve. At the slider right there at the bottom of the zone. Works from the stretch now, third base side of the slab. Throws home. There goes the runner. It's in there for a strike, but the ball is dropped by Bennett Lee on the transfer. So JKG has himself a stolen base. We have seen that. Actually, I feel like we saw that a lot from C.J. Rodriguez last year. We've seen it just a couple of times. He's been really good on getting guys at second base this year, but that's something small that you don't think about. But that transfer has to be so quick, and it just slipped out of Lee's hand. Time called from home plate umpire Jared Neal, and Andrew Sears is going, wait, what's going on? Why are we resetting? That's the pitch clock that needed to be reset. 0-2. Bends in there, just inside.
Bennett Lee is an expert defensive catcher, and it just lets you know the pressure that Kuroda Grauer puts on a catcher.
And Lansing, that's only their 57th steal this year. Both teams, West Michigan, Lansing, they don't steal a ton with how good their offenses have been. 1-2. Up high, inside. Schofield Sam, four hits now in this series after a single in his first at-bat. Nuts need something here. Try and get the crowd. Well, they're buzzing down there, but give them something to cheer about. Give them some momentum. They do have three hits to West Michigan's four. The pitch. Whacked up in the air to shallow left field. High fly. McGonigal is back, so is Peck, the third baseman, and it is Peck above his head to make the catch for the second out. Here's the difference, though, Jesse. You got a double from Ryan Lasko, but the other two are singles for the Nuts. Well, everything is an extra base hit, and two of those have gone beyond the wall for the Whitecaps.
The difference, too, is West Michigan has three hitters doing all the damage, and they're all side-by-side-by-side in the order. Lansing is getting good swings against Sears, but they're not getting it in a row.
Well, here's a guy that could make an impact. Tommy White steps in from the right side. The pitch. That's down low, and it scoots away from Bennett Lee up the third baseline. Kuroda Grauer takes advantage on the wild pitch. He's at third base. Around the bases he goes. Now can Tommy White, for the first time since just having a break for about a week and a half, miss the entire Dayton series and didn't play yesterday. He went 0 for 4 in game one. Deliver. That's fouled off third base side.
He's Mr. Excitement. Now when he's swinging it, this lineup is different.
He's got seven home runs, even for as many games as he's missed. The pitch, that's inside. And it looks like he's got a new ankle guard out there. Athletics themed. And that Kelly Green on his front left foot. The pitch, that's a little bit tight. It sticks out well with the all-white uniform that the Nuts are wearing tonight. Yeah, there it is if you're watching at home. Comes up just below the knee. Pitch. Breaking ball. Hooks in on that outside corner. Nice pitch. Three balls, two strikes on Tommy White. He calls for time, restraps the batting gloves. So there you go. There's the ankle guard. It's a wide stance right there from the right. Now the 3-2. Swing and a tapper. Third base side. And that is foul right across the Jackson Field spray paint. Daryl Kennedy over there. Jesse, have I missed this? Does Daryl always have his socks pulled up? He's got the black socks showing tonight.
Now this is new.
How about that? DK. 3-2. Breaking ball hooks, but not far enough. It's outside ball four.
Andrew Sears was very careful with Tommy White. So the question is, can Jarrett Dickey take advantage?
Well, before he gets a chance, we're get the pitching coach out there for West Michigan, Nick Green. He's going to just try and slow things down because this is a big point in this game. It's 4-0, but you understand it. Dickey is a guy that he keeps getting better and better as this season goes on, and he does not swing at a lot of pitches out of the zone, so you got to be careful with him. And Daryl Kennedy putting him up in the four spot tonight, interchanging him with Nate Mankill, who's bumped down to five, because again, both guys have been really productive here over the last couple of weeks. But it is still one of those moments where they need that big swing to deliver, even if it's just a base hit. Get a run in. The pitch home. Lefty swivels it outside. Slider away to the lefty at the plate, Jarrett Dickey. 1-1. Dickey batting 225 against lefties this year. He's got a couple of doubles and has knocked in seven. First and third, two outs. Bottom three. The pitch. That flies its way inside. Two balls, no strikes.
You see that? Andrew Sears loves to work in, and that's why he's hit seven batters with pitches this year. Every now and then it gets away from him.
Does he get something good here? The pitch? Yes, he did. Right down the plate, but he didn't swing at the 93-mile-an-hour fastball. So Dickey, with that slightly open stance, waits. Two outs, first and third, 4-0 Whitecaps. The pitch. Breaking ball a little bit inside. Dickey thought about swinging. It's 3-1. For Nate Nankill, waits on deck. He's already homered in this series. If Dickey walks, the bases would be loaded. The come home. Outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks. And all of a sudden, a little trouble here for Andrew Sears. Well, Casey Yamauchi tomahawked the first pitch off the plate into a ground out. Then a single from JKG just blooped in. A fly out from Schofield Sam. And then back-to-back walks from White and Dickey. And now here comes Nankill. Lefty-righty, the pitch. Broke in beautifully. Strike one.
5 home runs allowed by Sears this year, all of them by right-handed hitters. Nankill would have had himself a knock his first time if not for the defense of Lee and left.
0-1. Down low. And Sears, he hasn't given up a ton of home runs as of late. In his last 8 outings, no home runs outside of his second-to-last outing when they went to Dayton. He gave up 2. That's been it, though. Base is full. The pitch. Ooh, right there. And he just snuck it under the elbows of Nankill in the strike zone. Good pitch at 93 miles an hour. 1-2.
Little early action for West Michigan in their pen with Sears running into trouble.
Can he get out of it? Bases loaded, 2 outs and a 1-2 pitch. Kicks and throws. Whacked back up out of play towards the sweets. And Nankill gets to see another pitch. Feels like a really big spot in this game for Nate Nankill and the Lugnuts. Loaded up, down 4-0, tying run at the plate. 1-2. Launched up in the air, out to left. Back goes Lee. Now he's behind it, comes in to his right, and he closes the mitt on the baseball and this half inning. Well, Lansing leaves him loaded and a missed chance to get some runs. It's all West Michigan after 3, up by 4.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. As the father of 2 boys who are almost Ryan's age now, I'm more determined than ever to end the AIDS epidemic for good. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. We've saved over 5 million lives. That's over 5 million sons and daughters, parents and spouses, friends and loved ones. Please join me, and together we can finally achieve the AIDS-free world that Ryan envisioned. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. And to see the very latest we've accomplished through the Rocket Fund to End AIDS, follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
This is Gage Jump. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the game.
To the fourth inning, it is all West Michigan up 4-0 as we bring you back on 90s night and retro tank jersey giveaway night. First 1,000 fans got the Lugnuts / Piston teal blue featured tanks and a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday and a college night for one of those schools. Here's Austin Murr coming up here against Steven Echeverria. The pitch home. That's outside. Ball one. Jesse, you talked about this earlier. I mean, there's a lot of guys out here that were born in the 2000s or were born in the late 90s. They didn't get to celebrate what the 90s were all about. 1-0. That's in there. Strike one. And as we know, they were all that in a bag of chips.
I was about to ask you, what do you think the 90s were all about?
Well, don't have a cow. I'm going to get to it. 1-1. That's lifted up. Foul. Third base side. I like this. The first thing you get, renting movies were a thing. That's right, youngsters. You didn't just get to stream stuff. You had to go and rent movies. Blockbuster, hello? Pitch. That's outside. All those renting movie spots. I got my Mighty Ducks jersey on. I rented those movies all the time growing
up.
Yes,
did I? Yes.
And so many options. 2-2. That's inside. I mean, I don't know about your family, but that was something common on a Friday night. All right, let's go to rent some movies.
Absolutely. We had our VCR.
And they're going, what? What's a VCR? 3-2 pitch. High fly in the infield, twisting over from Yamauchi towards Kuroda Grauer behind second. He calls off Yamauchi to the left of second, behind the bag, makes the catch. So the shortstop in the second base position makes it an F6.
Lets you know about that wind, because the wind took it from being a Yamauchi ball to a Kuroda Grauer ball.
Yeah, it is still blowing in from right field towards center. 4-0, West Michigan leads. Top four, one out. Here comes Andrew Jenkins. Righty Runny, the pitch home. Bouncy ball, weakly hit to the left of the mound. Snagged by Edge off one hop. Turns, throws to first. It's in time. Booyah! Two outs. Did you ever do any Furby or Beanie Babies?
Yes.
Collecting?
Yes. I remember being on a road trip to Florida, and there was just a store that we passed along the road that had a huge sign that said, "We sell Beanie Babies," and we stopped.
The pitch. That's outside. Ball one to Patrick Lee. Yeah, those were the things. You wanted to collect as many as possible and tell your friends what you had, what you wanted. The pitch. Down low. One ball, no strikes. Turns into two balls, no strikes.
Were Pogs a thing of the 90s? I remember a lot of Pogs.
Yes, Pogs, absolutely. It says dial-up internet. Can you believe that? You have to wait for it to connect. It wouldn't just go and boom, you have wireless. 2-0. It's outside. Now all you do is enter the password. Jesse, no, you had to wait and the...
You would get CDs in the mail from America Online that would give you 28 free hours use of internet.
3-0. On the ground towards third. Ooh, under the mitt of Tommy and into left field. And around first base, Patrick Lee is coasting into second. That's an error immediately put up by the official scorer. Tommy White just didn't get under it. And I don't know if, yeah, he hasn't looked super comfortable on his defensive opportunities tonight. Still maybe nursing the injury that he had before he obviously missed some time going down on the IL and then missing the last week or so. So an error turns into a two-base error. Here comes Bennett Lee. 4-0, Whitecaps looking for more in the fourth. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
There's multiple things. There's the grunge with the ripped jeans, the flannel shirts, combat boots, slip dresses. I love the Rachel haircut because Friends had just come out, and it was huge in the 90s. 0-1. That breaks in there, strike two. But the big beef between Jesse and I was the boy band drama, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. I'm a Backstreet Boy and you're an NSYNC guy.
Well, I went to school with the little brother of one of the members of NSYNC.
So it's built in. You have to be an NSYNC guy. I always thought the Backstreet Boys were larger than life, though. 0-2. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. And
wait,
you know,
hold on. Earlier in the 90s, though, there was New Kids on the Block. Or does that take us too far back into the 80s?
No, you're good. I wanted to make the point that, you know, NSYNC wasn't as big as the Backstreet Boys.
Boys to Men.
1-2, swing and a miss. A check swing, but a come around right there. Great stuff right there from Etch. So enjoy tonight, 90s night. Oh, snap! We celebrated all evening long. West Michigan celebrating a 4-0 as we head to the last of the fourth.
Service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwooderfoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Davis Diaz. Let's get back to the game. Let's go Nuts.
To the bottom of the fourth we go. Oh, West Michigan right now, they are up 4-0 as we bring it back to, well, a 70-degree night here at Jackson Field. Ryan Lasko due up. He doubled in his first at-bat. The pitch. That's kick back foul. Strike one. It is still Andrew Sears out there. All right, so I don't know how we have a GM that went to Central Michigan that elected to do a Western Michigan night, but he did it. The pitch. That's in there. Strike two.
Wait till we do Eastern Michigan night two.
Yeah, that one doesn't rile me up as much. Hit the tally over there, production room. 0-2. This is on the ground over towards short. Backhand play by McGonigal. Set fires to first, and it can't be dug out by Jenkins. Off a hop. It went in the webbing and came out. Lasko is safe. They are going to go base hit, so he's got a single and a double. So, Jesse, you wanted some Western Michigan facts.
I wanted some Kalamazoo facts.
And you know what? I kept the CMU apparel to minimum, but I did put on my CMU hat just for this fourth inning, you know, to be inspired. So I wanted to tell you about how Western Michigan fared this year against Central Michigan. The pitch, that's in there. Strike one to Rodney Green. So first, you see, they play for this Victory Cannon Trophy in the fall. Central, Western, well, on the gridiron. The Broncos, they took the L, 16-14 at Mount Pleasant. 0-1, swinging a tapping ball, foul, and it's no balls, two strikes. Then, Jesse, you know, they had four opportunities to win on the hardwood. You see men's basketball, women's basketball, they play two different times. You get one game at home, you get one on the road. Well, Central beat Western in all of those meetings. The 0-2. In there, called strike three, and Rodney Green is down for a second time. Fourth strikeout tonight for Andrew Sears, and there's one away in this fourth inning. Men's basketball in tight wins won 72-53 and 86-57. Shout out TP Toss. Women's basketball 81-70 and 56-43. For those counting at home, Western 0-5 against the Chippewas. Here's Nick Schwartz. The pitch. And the Penman takes it downstairs. Ball one. Okay, well, softball. They've got softball. You got two tries to beat Central in softball.
How'd they do?
They got mercied and didn't score a run. 13-0. Yeah. The pitch. That is in there for a strike. Throw down to second. It was in time, but the ball squirted out of the mid of Peyton Graham. Lasko's safe on the steal. It's a strike to Schwartz. And the Nuts have a runner in scoring position as they trail 4-0 in this fourth inning. 13-0 and 8-0. Quick math here. That would be a 21-0 loss. So, okay. Geez. What is that? 0-6 against the Chippewas? All right, let's try gymnastics. Now, Westerns, they're all right in gymnastics. Sears ready, the 1-1. That darts in there on the outside corner. Strike two. Gymnastics beat them once. And then Central Michigan Gymnastics also beat them a second time for the MAC Championships in McGurk. 2-0 against the Broncos. 1-2 pitch. That's whacked foul, first base side. Are you catching, you know, a theme here?
There's a pattern.
There is. So that's football, men's and women's basketball twice, softball twice, gymnastics twice. Wait, though.
They have a chance against Central Michigan Volleyball. 1-2 pitch. That's down low, and it scoots away from Lee over towards third. Glasgow taking off. Head first slide. He is in safe before Pat puts down the tag.
One-man rally.
And that's what we saw from Joshua Carota Grauer in the last half inning, but he was left at third. Okay, Jesse, so Western's beating them in volleyball, right?
Yes.
Wrong.
No.
They got swept. So, all you Western Michigan Broncos, you took a football loss, you took a men's basketball beating twice, you took a women's basketball beating twice, you took a softball beating twice, you took a gymnastics beating twice, and you got swept in volleyball. So, I don't know what to say. Happy Western Michigan night.
When's Central Michigan going to form a hockey team?
They need one. They've got a club team, but, you know, that is what Western won because, yeah, CMU doesn't have a D1 team. So there you go. You got that going. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Nick Schwartz is going back to the dugout. Back-to-back strikeouts here against the 7 and 8 guys. 5 strikeouts for Schwartz. Here comes Casey Yamauchi. And then you think about, you know, the differences. Well, Western, it's a bigger campus. Central Michigan, it's a more tight-knit, smaller campus, family-friendly pitch. That's inside, ball one. There's certainly better colors up in Mount Pleasant. Maroon and gold rather than brown and gold. 1-0. That's whacked down the right field side, and that is sprayed foul. 1 ball, 1 strike. Max and Emily's, the bird, great spots in Mount Pleasant. Jesse, come on, how about the toilet paper toss? Awesome tradition. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Yamauchi down to a ball and 2 strikes. 4-0, West Michigan leads Lansing here in the fourth.
On Western Michigan night, you're trying to sell me on the positives of Central Michigan?
I mean, I don't seem to find any positives for Western Michigan. I mean, would you like to compare football stadiums? The pitch home. That's whacked up in the air out to shallow right field. In comes Murr towards his right. He makes the catch. And that will do it for the Bronco breakdown in this fourth inning. Well, when Waldo Stadium isn't under sewage water and not flooded, I guess you could compare it to Kelly Short Stadium, where the Victory Cannon Trophy is sitting safe and sound. Okay, let's head to the fifth on Western Michigan night. We are fired up to hand it off to Jesse Goldberg-Strasser when we return.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us 4 other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Adam Jacks has taken his victory lap. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And it's 4-0 West Michigan, leading as we go to the fifth inning from Lansing's Jackson Field. The righty Steven Echeverria returns to the mound, 69 pitches in. There is action in the bullpen behind him, dealing to Ben Malgeri. Check swing on appeal. Didn't go. Ball one. That's the top three hitters who've given Etch trouble. Valjerry homered leading off the ballgame. Kevin Magana goes on deck, and then Max Clark. They have scored all four. Righty, righty. The 1-0. Stepping down, two balls, no strikes. Malgeri, the homer in the first. Kevin McGonigal doubled. Max Clark doubled the mid. Clark scored in a sack fly. The three-run first inning. And then McGonigal homered in the third inning. And that is it for your offense today. For the Lansing Lugnuts, four base hits collected, plus a couple of walks against Andrew Sears. Lansing has stranded six runners on the bases. Malgeri takes. Ball three outside. The right-hander warming up in the Lansing pen. Wander Guante. There's the 3-0. Way outside. Ball four. Second walk given up by Echeverria. And here comes Kevin McGonigal. Double in the first, homer in the third.
And I'm sensing a pattern here with the top of the order for West Michigan.
You aren't incorrect, sir. What does Echeverria do round three? Righty to lefty. Starts him off with ball one low. Off speed. From McGonigal, what do you say to 18 games with the Whitecaps, and he has 12 doubles and three home runs. On the catcher, Nick Schwartz wants a word.
Well, it kind of feels like he might be trying to be a little too careful here, but you can understand why with what these three guys have done to him to start this game.
Has he considered, though, with the runner at first base and there's nobody out, this would put the Whitecaps in a prime double play territory?
I don't know if they've turned very many double plays lately, Jesse.
Echeverria's induced four. Yesterday, West Michigan hit the four double plays in consecutive innings. The third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth against Jake Garland. So I looked this up earlier today, Adam. Lansing has the most double plays turned in the Midwest League. They are one off the most double plays turned in High A. They are six off the most double plays turned in minor league baseball. Nobody at Malgeri at first runs well. Short lead. The pitch to McGonigal. Down low, and that eludes Nick Schwartz. Malgeri scoots up to second. Wild pitch charged to Echeverria. And that takes away the force play. Echeverria has tossed six pitches here in this fifth inning, and they've all missed the zone. Back to double plays, though, because when Jake Garland gets four double plays in six innings, the natural thing that you'd wonder is, so, how many double plays does he have for the year, and where does he rank among all minor league baseball pitchers? And your answer to the first question is 10. He's gotten 10 double plays this year. Echeverria is 2-0. Inside, ball three. Okay, so where does 10 rank among all of the pitchers in minor league baseball? Well, just two below the leader of all of the players. Complex, single A, high A, double A, triple A. There's one pitcher who's gotten 12 double plays. The 3-0 pitch. Ripped down the right field line. Base hit going into the corner. Here comes Malgeri around to score. McGonigal's headed for second again, pulling in with an RBI double. Three for three, three extra base hits, and he's given the Whitecaps a 5-0 lead. Swinging away on 3-0, got a high fastball, and he roped it.
Are you surprised he didn't consider stopping at first base to help himself out?
Not a bit.
Or speeding his way to third. Man, what a night.
Darryl Kennedy is out to take the baseball away from Echeverria before he can face Max Clark. It's been the McGonigal show. West Michigan only collected five hits against Stephen Echeverria. And McGonigal had three of them. So far, he's scored two of their five runs. He has knocked in two of the five runs. He's in scoring position. And it's going to be up to Wander Guante to strand him.
Well, it's been a long time since Etch was knocked around like this. And again, you look at it and go five hits. It's just that they were all extra base hits. They were hard hit from these top three in the order. It is, and Jesse, you were the first to point this out. I mean, it's completely opposite. The bottom six and the top three. these were clearly the guys that he struggled with, and they ate him up tonight. All five hits, three coming from McGonigal, with doubles and home runs. And Lansing has lots of work to do, and they're hoping that now the bullpen can settle in and do what they did yesterday.
The fourth of the nine hitters are combined 0 for 11 against Echeverria with a sac fly and four strikeouts. Now Jerry, McGonigal, and Clark, though, are wrecking crew. 5-0 Whitecaps leading, looking to decrease their magic number from 3 down to 1. And number 31, Wander Guante, into the ballgame. See what I did there? For Guante, this is his ninth appearance since joining the Lugnuts from AA Midland. Nine innings worked, three walks, 13 strikeouts. But the last time that we saw him in a game, he was brilliant. I wonder Guante on June 7th against the Dayton Dragons tossed a perfect inning. And then before that, early in the series against the Dayton Dragons, June the 4th, 2 1/3 innings. And he set down seven consecutive batters, striking at six of them. Fastball, slider, changeup. And Guante's arsenal, the 23-year-old, actually the 24-year-old, I should say, out of Santo Domingo. Dealing to the left-handed hitting Max Clark, and starts him off with a called strike. Wander Guante is going to turn 25 in 3 days. Today, though, is the birthday for the Lansing right-handed reliever, Hunter Bro. Today, Hunter is 26. Clark takes the ball up and away. Guante this year has not induced a double play ball with Lansing. Zero double plays. I was telling you about who's got the most double plays. Jake Garland on Lansing is 10, trailing the minor league leader by 2, 12. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Lifted down the left side, heading foul. Third baseman White gives chase. That ball's out of play. And nice snag made by a fan leaning over from the Pepsi porch. Adam, did you realize that the minor league leader in double play balls is the Lansing Lugnuts' Nathan Detmer?
I did, thanks to you.
We're going to see Nathan taking on these Whitecaps on Saturday, coming up in 2 days, against the lefty Joe Miller. 1-2 on its way. Popped him up, left side again, heading foul. Again toward the net. Again wide out of room. But this ball was not caught. So a fan in the second row of the Pepsi porch caught the last one. This time a fan in the third row, no sale. One ball, two strikes on Clark. An RBI double, a run scored, and a walk today for the DH batting third. Nobody out, runner at second. One run in. West Michigan leading 5-0 in the fifth. Guante brings it. Clark swings and misses. Changeup strikes him out. Devastating. That's what Guante did to the Dragons. Johnny Peck is 0 for 2 today with a ground out to short. Out a swinging strikeout. Part of the contingent that couldn't hit Steven Echeverria. First pitch here. Yanked down and away. Ball one. Guante with the black sax pulled up high. And that last name, Guante, means glove. A la baseball glove. The pitch. Down and away. And what a backhand stab by the catcher, Schwartz. Earlier today, Mel Brooks released, and we'll see if this is going to happen, but they released a hype video for Spaceballs 2. Have you seen the original Spaceballs?
No, I have not.
Oh. When it came out, terrific parody of Star Wars. Bowled away, right side, strike one.
Boy, I could hear the disappointment in your voice there.
That's okay. Well, in Star Wars, it's May the Force Be With You. Coming up on Saturday night, Nathan Detmer's night, it's going to be Star Wars night. But in Spaceballs, may the Schwartz be with you.
Uh-huh.
Nick Schwartz, 2-1. Bowed back. Hand Nick Schwartz a new baseball. Get it right back to Wander Guante. Two balls, two strikes on Johnny Peck. McGonigal at second. Guante just struck out Max Clark. That last fastball was 95. Does he go slider now? 2-2. Swung on and missed. Yes, sir. Back-to-back whiffs for Guante. Oh, baby.
Well, this is the Wander Guante they're hoping to get in Double A. This guy that gets swings and misses. He struggled a little bit to start at Lansing, but you said it. Out at Dayton, we saw him turn it over and trying to duplicate that performance.
Peyton Graham batting right. 5-0 Caps. Takes ball one. Down and away. Nick Schwartz once again equal to the task. The word that I heard on Wander, whom, Adam, you call the?
The Wander Kid.
Yes, sir. I heard that in spring training he was dazzling. He came in, he dominated, but he simply was not able to translate it. They challenged him in Double A, it didn't work, so now back here in High A, getting his confidence back. He deals. Strike called, fastball at 95. I think the confidence is coming back. One of the things that distinguishes Wander is he loves to dance. He also can bark like a dog. He hypes guys up that way. Ball two outside to Graham. Have you seen Wander, or maybe even heard Wander barking around the ballpark?
No.
Yes.
So he's right in with the dog days of summer nights, huh?
That's right. Out of the pen. The 2-1. Line drive left center field. That's down for a base hit. Cut off by Nankill. McGonigal around third. Coming in to score. RBI single, Peyton Graham. 6-0 West Michigan. The book is closed on Steven Echeverria. 6 runs allowed, 4 innings plus 2 batters. Both of them coming in to score. Echeverria allows 2 home runs. He walks 2. He strikes out 6. He strikes out 4, I should say. In line to lose this game. Graham at first, Austin Murr bats left. First pitch. Broken bat, ground ball, left side. Tommy White is sliding stop. And the throw to first on the money. Side retired. But not before West Michigan plates 2 on a walk and 2 hits. 1 left, halfway to the house. Whitecaps lead 6-0.
Hey guys, Jason McCourty here. As a 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, people always ask me, what's it like getting ready for the big game? Let me tell you, it's all about preparation, knowing what you're up against, especially when food allergy is part of the game plan. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
This is Josh Cordegrau with your Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Hayden Irby was warming up in the Whitecaps bullpen way back in the bottom of the third inning. But it's still the starter, Andrew Sears, as we go to the bottom of the fifth. And the Whitecaps keep on extending their lead, now up 6-0 on the Lugnuts. Top of the order time, Joshua Carota-Grauer takes a called strike. Schofield Sam on deck, then Tommy White in the hole. 1-2-3, lefty to righty. Line drive down the right side, foul into the Lansing pen. Careful down there. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Game 3 of the 6-game series. The rock on the pitch. Ground ball foul left side. I do not recall, Adam, Carota-Grauer having such an open stance earlier in the year. 0-2 pitch. Do not not chase high.
I remember they tweaked it a couple of weeks ago when the Rovers were in town, and that's when he's kind of taken off and dominated at the plate.
He singled in two at-bats today. He fouls this pitch away to the right side. The lefty's here, is third base out of the rubber. Kicks and deals. Bouncer down toward third, in between hot Johnny Peck. Long throw. Yes, sir, to Andrew Jenkins. One down. Now TJ Schofield Sam. On the first inning, Kurota Grauer is retired and Schofield Sam singled. In the third inning, Kurota Grauer singled, Schofield Sam was retired. Lefty to lefty, Schofield Sam takes the ball low. There has been at least one lug nut hit in each inning, but there's not more than one lug nut hit in each inning. Schofield Sam waves at the breaking ball. It's not a recipe for success. And on the other side, the Whitecaps are up 6-0. Lifted out to left field. Patrick Lee backs up. He waits and makes the catch. Two outs. In the fifth inning, both Kurota Grauer and Schofield Sam are set down. So what can Tommy White do with two outs and nobody on?
And it's one of the biggest crowds of the year so far. And they've just been, it's been held to a quiet buzz because of what West Michigan's been able to do.
White swings, drives it, foul right side, strike one. The Nuts are down 6-0. Three in the first, one in the third, two in the fifth for West Michigan. About this crowd, Adam, I think that Tank jersey giveaway was a hit. The pitch. Got two fouled away.
Yeah, I think you're right. Everybody's rocking them. And, you know, it's summer. You come out, Thirsty Thursday deals.
Oh, we're still looking at the Marucci leg guard for Tommy.
That's good.
And the elbow guard, the same color. R2. Smacked up the middle, base hit left center. Once again, a base hit in each of the first five innings for Lansing. Ed White has his first knock of the day. Two out single keeps things going for Jared Dickey.
Well, first knock since he's been back. That's great to see. Missing a week or so. Comes back. He's been timing stuff up. He's had some bigger swings, but that one's got to feel good for him to get on.
Lefty to lefty. A ground ball hit to second. One hop for Graham. Over to first. Nice and easy. And that concludes five scoreless innings for Andrew Sears. The single stranded. Onward to the sixth. 6-0 Whitecaps.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Hey, this is Johnny Christensen, strength coach with the Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game.
Off we go, out of the sixth, from Michigan State Capitol, with Wander Guante remaining on the mound. For the A's High A affiliate, the Lansing Lugnuts, in game number 60 of the Lugnuts' 29th season, taking on the West Michigan Whitecaps in their 31st season. Jenkins, Lee, and Lee, 7-8-9 of the West Michigan order. Now the first pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Jenkins is 0-2. He struck out and hit a comebacker. That against the starter Echeverria. 0-1. Punch foul on the ground off the railing of the Lansing dugout. The lugout, first base side. By the way, I just looked up Lee and Lee. Patrick Lee and Bennett Lee, the 8-9 hitters. And I found law firms, of course. There are multiple Lee and Lee law firms all around the world. The 0-2. Up high, just to show it to him.
You got room for Bruce Lee in there?
Yeah. There's always room for Bruce Lee. A ball and two strikes on Jenkins. The pitch, up and away. 2-2. I was thinking of Washington and Lee, the college. Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Three strikeouts for Guante among four outs recorded. That light bulb is on. Here's the first of the leads. Patrick Lee. Fouls back the first pitch. Strike one. Out of William Carey University. Patrick Lee, a West Michigan Whitecap, 2024, 35 games, back here this year. Strike one toss. Way outside and all the way off the backstop. I remember last year when Patrick Lee joined the Whitecaps because it was when they were playing the Lugnuts. He was an Evansville Otter in the Frontier League, where he was hitting .410 when the Tigers purchased his contract. Yesterday we got to see the debut of a different indie leaguer, that being the big left-hander for Lansing, Jack Mahoney, who struck out 5. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Wander Guante right now is looking for his 4th strikeout. 6-0 West Michigan leads with 1 out in the top of the 6th.
Well, with how things have gone tonight, it's important that he gets these next 2 outs so you don't have to face the top of the order, at least in this 6th inning.
You said it. 1 out, Lee batting, Bennett Lee on deck, the number 9 hitter. 1-2 pitch. Slider, strike 3 call. 4 strikeouts for Guante out of 5 outs recorded. And that was a generous call from the home plate umpire, Neil. At the top of the strike zone or thereabouts.
Which is opposite of what we saw from him the other night. He had the more, well, smaller strike zone.
Bennett Lee dribbles the first pitch foul. I mean, a man's strike zone can evolve.
True. A little bit less of the concise tonight and maybe a little bit more giving.
I was wondering, Adam, with Jack Mahoney striking out the first 5 batters that you saw yesterday, if you had an answer for your favorite debut, your favorite first impression for a player. And this pitch misses inside. Ball and a strike on Bennett Lee.
Favorite Lugnut debut this year or all time?
In general, favorite first impression of a ball player. Bennett Lee swings and misses strike 2.
Well, was it Gabby Moreno that first pitch hit one out to left?
Yes. Jordan Diaz did that too, right?
Jordan Diaz as well. I mean, we were pumped when Jacob Wilson got here.
It's a darn good first impression.
And Tyler Soderstrom too.
Oh, yeah. Guante's 1-2. Got him swinging. Slider puts away Lee. 3 straight strikeouts from Guante. He struck out 5 in 2 innings. That's a good impression. Nick Schwartz greets him on his way off the mound. To the bottom of the 6th inning. The Lugnuts are down 6-0. And the 5, 6, 7 batters are coming up. Nankill, Lasko, and Green when we return.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months. and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A call for relief from the West Michigan Whitecaps as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Whitecaps lead 6-0, and Andrew Sears did his job, and his job is now done. He clocks out 5 scoreless innings, 5 hits allowed, 1 hit in each inning, 4 singles, 1 double. Sears strikes out 5 as well, and he walks 2. He's in line to win. That would be his 4th win of the year. Would be poetic if it was 5. Instead, it's Ty Madison who checks in and deals in ball 1 to Nate Nankill. Fastball low. Madison making his 4th appearance as a member of the Whitecaps, a 5.4 ERA, but that's just 2 runs allowed in 3 1/3. Righty to righty. Nankill, it's a fly ball out to left field. Patrick Lee digs in. McGonigal goes out. Lee calls him off. Lee makes the grab. Reached out and snatched it. And for a 3rd time today, Nate Nankill flies out to left. One up, one down. There's Ryan Lasko's 2-for-2. A double and a single against the starter Sears. 6-0, the Lugnuts trail in the 6th. Rodney Green Jr. on deck. Right-hander to right-hander. Up high, ball 1. Ty Madison is working his way back up the Tigers organization. He is here on MILB rehab assignment. The 25-year-old lets it fly. Outside corner, strike called. Madison was originally drafted in the 4th round 4 years ago out of Bryant University in Smithfield, Rhode Island. The break even, 1 more. Missed outside. Ball 2 at 94 miles an hour. Madison signed for $400,000 as the 104th overall pick in the 4th round 4 years ago. 4th pitch of the at-bat, fouled back to the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes on the DH, Lasko. Ryan Lasko so far in the series is 5-for-10. And back-to-back 2-hit games. 1 hit in the opener, 2 hits yesterday, looking for a 3-hit game today. There it comes, and he takes a called strike 3 instead. The off-speed froze him. First strikeout for Madison. Madison pitched 4 years at Bryant, although 1 year was 2020, shortened due to the pandemic. And in 2021, when he was drafted, 13 starts, 95 strikeouts and 80 and a third innings. 10-3 record. He was magnificent. Deals to Rodney Green Jr. Down low. Kicks off the catcher lead. Madison missed all of last year. And now is on his way back up the ladder. 2023 reached double A. And with Erie posted a 1.62 ERA. Only 20 hits allowed with 46 strikeouts and 33 and a third innings. 1 inning for Lakeland, now here in West Michigan, then hopefully back up to Erie soon. Ball 1 offering. Rocketed deep down the right side, but fell. 1 ball, 1 strike on Green. This pitch stays outside. Two outs with the bases clear in the bottom of the sixth inning. There is action in the Lansing pen. Hitter's pitch from Madison. Bouncer foul right side. And right to a lug nut. And then dropped off the dugout railing. Bat boy goes over to collect. Lansing is down 6-0. And Madison is looking to turn in the first 1-2-3 inning for the Whitecaps defensively. 2-2 for Rodney. Popped him up. Left side foul ground. Third baseman Johnny Peck crosses the line. He wants it. He takes it. And down go the lug nuts. 1-2-3, the 5-6-7 hitters. Onward to the seventh. Adam Jackson retakes the call. The Whitecaps lead 6-0.
What does a teddy bear dream of? A teddy bear dreams of a best friend that tucks them in at night and wakes them up in the morning. Who they share laughs and very secret secrets with. A best friend who they grow up with. What teddy bears don't dream of is being left alone, outside in the rain, in a shrine for school shooting victims who could have been their best friends.
School shootings are preventable. Learn the warning signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
This is Daryl Kennedy, manager for your Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
Two-thirds of the way home here tonight on a Thirsty Thursday at Jackson Field. Thanks so much for spending your June 12th, 2025 with us. It is all West Michigan up 6-0. Lansing, well, they've had some base runners, but they have not been able to score. It's a credit to the Whitecaps, the way they've been able to pitch the ball. Tom Reisinger is now into the game for the Nuts. He faces the top of the card. Ben Malgeri, this part of the order has been tough. The pitch. Lifted out to shallow right field, dropping, it's in for a base hit again. Dickey takes it off a hop and fires it in. So the top three in the order now have collected six hits. I mean, I don't know what Malgeri's doing though. Only a single? At this point, they had three doubles and two homers. And one of those homers came from Malgeri to open the game three pitches in. So now can Kevin McGonigal keep going? He's 3-for-3. Righty-lefty the pitch. Outside, ball one. How about Kevin McGonigal tonight? Double, homer, RBI double. What does he have here? Checked it. It's in there on the outer edge. Strike one. Reisinger, 6'3", 215-pound, 24-year-old from Colt Mod, PA. It's a 10th round selection in 2023. East Stroudsburg, D2. Reisinger set. Throws. Whacked up in the air down the left field line, but twisting foul. That heads off the Pepsi porch. One ball, two strikes. Action all around the park, whether they're sitting, walking, standing in line. Not to enjoy here tonight on a perfect evening for baseball. Pitch, runner takes off, a breaking ball down and in, and Schwartz has to knock it down in front of him. No chance to throw. It's a stolen base for Malgeri. So he gets to second base. And here come the Whitecaps again. Well, we opened the evening at 75 degrees. And that has been with about 5 to 10 mile an hour winds.
cloudy as well. 2-2 pitch. Breaks it down low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now cooled off a couple of degrees. It's 71 out here. Payoff pitch coming here to Kevin McGonigal. Time called. And it is McGonigal that will take it. By the way, we've talked about this. There's been changes to Jackson Field. One of them being the netting all the way around the seating here that was added this year. And the padding that has been added all the way up the right and left field lines. Brand new field. 3-2. That's up high. Ball 4. So Kevin McGonigal reaches again. It's not going to tally closer to a cycle, whether it be a single or a triple, but it is a fourth time reaching. Heck of a night for the 20-year-old. One of the other things they added was, the red shipping container is basically what it looks like over there. Down the right field line, it is just above the bleachers, and it's got the stairs to walk up so that you can watch the game from there. Here's Max Clark. Pitch down low, ball 1. I feel like you'd want to be up there to get a better look at the top 3 in the order tonight for West Michigan. They're up 6-0. Malgeri, McGonigal, and Clark are having themselves a night. Reisinger looks at second, throws home. Bouncing ball foul first base side. Well, we kind of wondered what the container was for. It's a giant red shipping container out there. But it has opened the last 2 nights, so there's a bar inside of it. So individuals can walk up and get some beverages, and why not tonight? $3 domestics, $5 seltzers, $3 soft drinks as well. 1-1. That breaks just a little bit wide. 3 balls, no strikes. And the next part of it, they're going to get furniture on the top of the shipping container where the stairs go up to. Put the furniture up there, so yeah, then it kind of turns into like a suite. And enjoy the game up there. Head down, grab a drink, go back up. 2-1 pitch. That's outside. So now 3 balls and a strike. Sounds like a pretty good option to be able to watch the game from. And it just adds to the different angles and spots. Sitting, standing, however you want to watch the game. 3-1. That grabs the outside corner. Strike 2. Reisinger leans over, runners at first and second. Malgeri is at second, McGonigal at first, and the payoff pitch instead is a turnaround back to second. What do you think, Jesse? Would you, if we gave you a night off here, would you indulge in climbing the stairs and kicking your feet up and maybe a couch or a lazy boy and watching the game from up there?
I'd love to broadcast from up there.
Ah, 3-2. This is on the ground over towards first. Just stays fair. It's picked up by Schofield Sam. He's got one play. Tags the bag with his left foot. There's your first down in this seventh inning.
Good job by Reisinger getting right in on the hands of Clark.
And somehow that ball just swiveled fair down the line.
I would be curious about that experience.
You think they have internet up there for us?
What are all the different potential amenities?
It'd be a tough spot to be able to, see if it's a ball or a strike. That'd be cool, though.
Just going to have to trust the umpires.
Well, Lansing brings the infield in. They're down 6-0. We're in the top of the seventh. Certainly can't give up any more here. Johnny Peck 0-for-3. Couple of strikeouts. Ready, ready matchup. The pitch. Up high as Schwartz climbs out of his crouch. Yeah, we got to do that. Let's see. We could... You did it from the outfield lofts one time, right?
I did it from a balcony.
1-0 pitch. It's the bouncy ball to Kuroda Grauer. Backhands, he comes home, throws Schwartz, catches, basket style, and tags. Melchiori is out. What a throw, what a tag. Two away.
It's the perfect ball in play for Kuroda Grauer. It's sharp, it's right to him. So just make sure that that throw is accurate, and Schwartz handled the rest.
Everything right there had to be perfect, though. Even with it being the tailor-made play, Kuroda Grauer had to backhand cleanly. He had to throw it perfectly, and he did, low, right into the glove that was just above the ground, right in front of the plate. And Schwartz had to catch it. And then, you know, Malgeri, he had to slide right into the tag, and he did.
Execution.
All around, great execution. Absolutely. Kuroda Grauer to Schwartz. 6-2 put out. Here's Peyton Graham. First and third, the pitch. Way inside as he straightens up out of the way.
Think about Tom Reisinger, too. Open up this inning with a single and a walk, but then back-to-back hitters. Weak grounders.
He's got a chance to get out of the half inning with the top of the order up and not giving up a run for the first time in that scenario tonight in his first inning of work. Throw back to first. Oh, he airmailed it. It's over to the tarp, and in comes McGonigal. Peck takes off for second. So, nix what I just said. Extra point has been kicked, and the Whitecaps lead 7-0.
It's not a needless throw. Johnny Peck has 9 steals this year. He would certainly think about trying to steal second, so you want to make sure that he's aware just in case you catch him napping. But we've seen Reisinger with his fastball in general this year miss high, and with that throw, he simply let it go too soon.
And you have 2 outs, too, so that's a bummer because he had a chance to get out of this one. The pitch, and that is nubbed down the ground over towards second, into the glove of Yamauchi, slides it to first. That's a final out. So outside of the air, he does a nice job working around the single and the walk and the stolen base. But a run comes in, make it 7-0 West Michigan here at Jackson Field. Off to the bottom of the seventh we go. It is all West Michigan up 7-0. Ty Madison back in there. Throws to Nick Schwartz. And the first pitch. Bounce that outside corner. Strike one. Beautiful night for baseball at Jackson Field in downtown Lansing. Spoiled though tonight. Whitecaps trying to take a 2-1 series lead. Pitch. Lifted deep. Out to right field. Not deep enough. Murr now tracks in towards the line. Under it. Makes the grab. One down for Casey Yamauchi. Well, if you're wondering about West Michigan and why they've been as good as they've been for this entire season, this is why.
Right now, the run differential sits at 129. Playing good defense, pitching it well, and hitting it well. Pitch. That shoots in there. Strike one to Casey Yamauchi, top of the zone.
The game that they lost in the series by one run.
0-1. That's outside. One ball, one strike. And in that game, they had multiple errors. A team that has the least errors in the league. They scored three runs in the first and then didn't score any of the rest of the game. And they did pitch it pretty well, but mistakes in that ninth inning gave up the lead. Pitch. Breaking ball way up. And that is called a strike. And Casey Yamauchi, I don't think like that call, as he's got some words for Jared Neal. Maybe just checking in on where it was. He's down a ball and two strikes. Talmadge is 5'9" down there. Got to protect the pitch. Smashed up in the air. Foul territory, first base side. Jenkins over by the tarp. Runs into the tarp. Sliding as he topples over onto it and makes the catch. Wow. He had no room. Knew the tarp was there. And laid out and just kind of tumbled towards the tarp. But he leaned and made the grab. That was about as calm as you could do that right there. All right, here's Joshua Kuroda-Grauer now with two outs and the bases clear, bottom seven. Righty-righty matchup, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. It looks like a heave from Madison coming home. It's all just one big whoosh. Throws. Let's fly back. Out of play. The ball's two strikes.
It's directly over the top, right? He's shot-putting the ball.
And it is all in one motion. Usually you kind of get the, all right, get yourself ready. Lean back. Fire forward. It's just up and boom. Forceful. 0-2. Outside.
You can understand why it's tough on a batter to pick that baseball up.
It's a different look than what you're accustomed to. Right now, Lansing just five hits tonight, down 7-0 in the seventh. Base is clear, two away. 1-2. JKG rips it out, up in the air to right. Murr, with it hanging, comes over towards the line, snags it, and that's it. So a quiet half inning after Lansing had gotten base runners through the first five innings. They have now gone 7-up, 7-down since the last out in the fifth. Let's head to the eighth. 7-0, West Michigan.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at donorschoose.org.
Nate Ankiel here with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game. Go Nuts!
Well, West Michigan spoiling the 90s party tonight. They are up 7-0. I guess, talk to their hand tonight. They wanted to bounce back tonight, and after a 4-3 devastating loss last night in the bottom of the ninth, so far they have responded. Here's Austin Murr to lead off. The first pitch home. It's bounded foul, first base side. Strike one.
Did you tell anybody to talk to the hand growing up?
I don't want to stereotype this and put this in a box,
Not a thing for a boy to say.
0-1. That's broke in there. Strike two. Yeah, I feel like girls that were my age growing up all said that.
They told you to talk to their hand.
100%. And now you understand why I am where I am. 0-2. Ooh, that is off the foot there of Austin Murr, and he's going to find his way back to his feet.
He said, forget talking to your hand. I'm going to talk into a microphone and talk to everybody.
I'm going to talk to all the hands. But
then they'll give me a hand.
You put the hand up. Guess what? I still am allowed to talk. It is still Tom Reisinger that's out there for the Dutch. Throws home. Breaking ball is outside. What about you? Did you ever use that?
No. In fact, so you pulled up your 90s slang. And I found it fun to use it after the fact. But at the time, I was highly resistant to everything that was quote-unquote cool to say.
The pitch. That's down low. Yeah, let me go through here. I got some of them.
Okay, I'm ready.
I said sup all the time.
Oh,
and
sure.
I still say that.
Yeah. What up?
Yeah. I definitely never said what's the 411.
Oh.
That's a lot.
That's too much.
2-2. That's lined out to left field. Back goes Nankill. Twisting to his right. He makes the catch just in front of the track. And that baseball talk to the hand.
How about turning over the other shoulder with a full 360?
Yeah, that was, and right at the last moment, too. Did you ever get a hasta la vista, baby?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I had a friend who, yes, said that.
The pitch. Andrew Jenkins takes the pitch down low. 7-0, West Michigan leads here. The top of the eighth inning.
I mean, after Terminator came out, and then once we started taking Spanish. Yes, that was very popular.
Next pitch. In there. Breaking ball. Strike one. One that you could ask my mom this. She says it all the time. That I say this. Lame. I still say that one all the time. Pitch. Rocked up in the air in the infield. First base side foul territory, though. Nick Schwartz is over there. Remove the mask. And a basket catch right in front of the steps to the dugout. Well done, Mr. Schwartz.
Presence of mind. Right? The awareness by Nick.
Yeah, really well done.
Not lame.
Fresh. Here comes Patrick Lee. Pitch home. That's inside. Ball one as he removes the hands up and out of the way. We got...
Wait. Hang on. How about fat?
Yeah,
that fat. Catch was fat.
P-H-A-T. Thanks for keeping it real. 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Let's see. Home skillet.
Yes. All of these, my best friend. We're trying every single slang, and I'd be resistant to everything.
1-1. That's inside. Two balls and a strike. Did anybody look at you and go, Jesse, you're the bomb?
Yes. Without question.
As if. I don't believe it. 2-1. It's a bouncing ball over towards short. JKG has it. Sets. Fires to first. Shut up. That's a heck of a play. And on 90s night, we will rock on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Still all West Michigan, up 7-0 at Jackson Field.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwooderfoundation.org/success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
What's up? This is Tommy White with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's head back to the diamond. Go Nuts.
Okay, to the bottom of the eighth, we move on here. Lansing trying to get something going, but it is all West Michigan, 7-0. TJ Schofield Sam coming up. It is Carlos Licarica. And his first pitch is down low.
Perhaps West Michigan's very best reliever.
Licarica. The righty throws home. Shot through the middle. It's down for a hit. TJ Schofield Sam says, take that. And that kind of continues what we've been seeing. A base hit per half inning. However, we had seen seven straight set down and a base hit hadn't come or a base runner since the fifth inning. Schofield Sam now has two singles. Licarica at spelling. We'll give it to you in just a second. Here's Tommy White. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. By the way, Seth Stevenson into center field. Second straight night that they relieve Ben Malgeri as they bring him back. A rehab stint. Want to play him all nine innings. Licarica. Licarica. Throws. Snaps it in there on the outer edge at 92. Strike two to Tommy White.
Leak had been batting 143 against Licarica, but look, TJ Schofield Sam is the highest batting average in the minors. No troubles.
He's been balling this year. Tommy White in a hole, 0-2. The pitch slides down low. White has had a productive night. Remember, went 0-4 on Tuesday, his first game back in over a week. Swung at every pitch early. Had a couple long flies to center. Tonight struck out in the first and then walked in the third. Base hit in the fifth. The pitch. Bouncing off that foot. Right where he's got that ankle guard we were talking about earlier on that front foot. Ready to go. The pitch. High, chopping ball, weakly hit, third base side. It's fair right now, but it rolls three quarters of the way. Foul right in front of the bag where it's picked up by Peck in foul territory. Yeah, Licarica, ERA under .4. This is 18th game. He's given up one earned run. It was a home run. 20 strikeouts, 10 walks. Opponents batting .143. Against Carlos Licarica. I think that'll do just fine. Bennett Lee is out there to have a chat with the right-hander. 6'2", 185-pounder. He's another free agent they picked up. 2023. Right out of Miami. I mean, this whole system has done an incredible job. Top to bottom, the Tigers, they've completely transformed things and they're winning at every level. Great run differential, great pitching, great hitting, all the way up to the top. It's a pitch. It's a bouncing ball that is fouled back. You know, we do the lug nuts here with the A's and prior with the Blue Jays, but everybody cares about the Tigers here in the state of Michigan. It's something you don't get everywhere. You think of like places like Chicago where they have a couple of teams. It is all Tigers here for the most part. 1-2, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball in under the hands. And Tommy White is down on strikes. And that's a fun team and fun organization to follow right now. The way they finished so hot at the end of last year and snuck into the playoffs when I think Fangraphs or something was giving them like a 2 or 3% chance. They came back, roared, around Kansas City and Minnesota. The pitch, that's outside, ball one to Jared Dickey. 7-0 right now, West Michigan. The high A affiliate of the Tigers leads Lansing. One down, one out. And then they won a playoff series against A.J. Hinch's old club, the Astros. 1-0. It's down low. Two balls, no strikes. And you talk about the 90s. I mean, for individuals that grew up in the 90s, they got a chance to watch the Tigers under Jim Leland be good in the 2000s and the 2010s, so it's been a while. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one. I mean, everybody that had grown up in the 2000s, you watched years and years of struggles for the Tigers in Detroit. And actually, it kind of all culminated together. All of the pro teams in Detroit had been struggling. 2-1. That's down low. But there's save the Red Wings right now. Quite the resurgence going on. I mean, the Lions have won back-to-back division titles. Nearly got to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. The Pistons had one of the biggest turnarounds in the NBA this year and gave the Knicks a run. And the Tigers, off the playoff run last year, now have the best record in the AL. 3-1. That's outside. It's ball four. So Jared Dickey draws another walk. And the Athletics IA affiliate hoping to make a little run here as there are two on with one out in this eighth inning. Not like we haven't seen before in this game.
Adam, and looking through the Tigers organization, one of the reasons that they've been so good and dominant at all levels, they are pretty much the oldest team, or one of the oldest teams, their hitters and their pitchers at each level.
Pitch home. And that misses down low to Nate Nankill.
These are veteran teams. These are experienced teams with great young talent, as we've seen with Clark and McGonigal. And Briseño, though he hasn't played, there's tremendous young talent, but these are veteran-laden Detroit Tigers minor league affiliates.
The pitch. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Well, and yeah, I mean, the deadline's coming up, and I'm sure there's going to be people that want big moves, but you also ought to trust what they're doing. I mean, they built this thing up, and they're developing these guys. 2-0. That's inside. Three balls, no strikes to Nate Nankill. So it's going to be a decision what they do. If the right piece is there, maybe they go get him, but you look at this youth and how they build it up, and remember, they did a lot of free agent trading under the last regime, Mr. I. That pitch is in there, strike one. And Dave Dombrowski, a lot of that was big trades.
Well, Dave Dombrowski would constantly blow up his minor league system in order to help out the major leagues. They're looking to win everywhere for a long time.
And sustainability. 3-1. That's inside, ball four. Well, do the Lugnuts have something saved for late again tonight? The bases are loaded with one out.
Yesterday was a Whitecaps implosion, right? That game was more lost than won in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now, we've just seen Lucarica completely lose his command of the zone here with a player coming up who's been arguably the hottest Lugnuts hitter in this series.
Yeah, Ryan Lasko with 5 hits. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Can he do some damage here? I mean, we've seen this all year, but specifically of late, we're seeing it a ton. Runners left stranded. One in the first and the second, 3 left in the third, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and now there are 3 on with 1 out here in the eighth. 7-0 Whitecaps. The pitch. Dropped in there at the bottom of the zone. Strike one. The Carica trying to get out of this. Time called. We got a baseball free out there in left field. So anyway, if you are a Detroit sports fan, if you're a Tigers fan, celebrate the 3-1-3, man. Good to be a Michigander right now and a sports fan for those teams out on the east side. And we'll see how the Tigers finish. And again, right now, the best team in the AL. A one pitch. Lifted up in the air, not deep. Back goes the shortstop. or second baseman Graham, and he's got the catch out in shallow right center and runs the baseball back in. Nobody advancing. Two away. More of the same so far.
If the Lugnuts want to compete in this series, they need contributions from Rodney Green Jr.
Beautiful setting sun here at Jackson Field. Just to the west, there's the foul pole. And here is Rodney Green Jr. trying to step up. The pitch home. Lifted out to center field. That is not hit well. Stevenson coming in, and he makes the running grab to his right. Just entered into the game and has a big word from McGonigal, celebrating as they keep Lansing off the board again. Well, we head to the ninth. Bases left loaded. All Whitecaps up 7-0. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Son Sanchez is now in, out of the Lansing pen. For the Lugnuts, Tom Reisinger went two innings. Not only one hit, one unearned run off of his own error. One walk, no strikeouts. 7-0 West Michigan. Sanchez's pitch. Called the strike to Bennett Lee, the number 9 hitting catcher. Seth Stevenson's on deck, and then Kevin McGonigal. 9-1-2 in the order for West Michigan. Up 7-0 looking for insurance. Lee hits a fly ball to left field. Nate Mankill in for the catch. What a way. Yasson is making his 19th appearance out of the pen this year. Now he's worked 16 innings with 8 walks and 17 strikeouts. That is the key. When he has struggled in the past, and this is his third year in the Midwest League, it has been when he hasn't commanded the zone. Shown off much better control this year. Seth Stevenson takes the ball inside. 1-0 we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Lugnuts will be trailing. And trailing by a sizable margin. Righty to righty. Way outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Lansing had just loaded the bases with only one out in the bottom of the eighth on back-to-back walks. But a Ryan Lasko infield fly and a Rodney Green Jr. fly out. And they stranded all three. Ball three outside. So for the Lugnuts right now, 10 runners left on 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. The 3-0. Stevenson takes a called strike across the inside corner. Stevenson replaces Ben Malgeri. Working his way back up to Double-A, rehabbing. And Malgeri today was 2-for-3 with a single, a steal, a walk, and a solo home run. He scored 2 runs. And the home run came in the first inning. The second straight day with a home run in the first. Got West Michigan off to a flying start. Up 7-0 right now. 3-1 pitch. Ran it inside, and it's ball 4. one out walk and a walk issued to the man who leads the Whitecaps in stolen bases this year, Stevenson. 16 steals and 20 attempts. Elsewhere in the Athletics organization at the Major League level, the A's are idle. Just completed a series with the Angels. Kevin McGonigal swings and taps it foul, strike one. Got the fastball first pitch. The AAA Las Vegas Aviators send the reigning Pacific Coast League pitcher of the week to the mound against Salt Lake. Jack Perkins gets the ball. Game time, 40 minutes away. And 0-1. Up and away. McGonigal, a left-handed hitting shortstop, 3-for-3. Two doubles, one walk, one solo home run. Two RBIs, four runs scored, 7-0 Caps. He swings and misses, way out in front of the changeup. One ball and two strikes. Jack Perkins, the Las Vegas starter tonight, in his last start struck out 10 in 5 innings. And if he dominates again, watch out. We could see Perkins making his Major League debut sooner rather than later. The Midland Rockhounds have Gage jump on the mound tonight. His day is concluded. McGonigal takes inside 2-2. Jump was perfect through the first 4 innings. In the end, 59 pitches, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. Gave up a triple and a single in rapid succession. That was all. Struck out 3, and then he was done after 5. The 2-2 pitch. A cue shot grounded down to third. White charges, grabs, and could not make the transfer for the throw. Stevenson up to second. McGonigal reaches first base. Base hit rules the official score. Kevin McGonigal is 4-for-4. He has reached base all 5 times.
He's going, can I get up one more time and try for a triple, please?
That's all he'd need for the cycle. I look down, I see Gage jump done after 59 pitches and 5 innings at him, and I wonder if the A's are already starting to say, all right, let's measure this innings count for this year, his first pro season. Max Lloyd bounces back to Yeison. Gloves, looks at third, looks at second, and then the throw to first, crowd number 2. Clark is 1-for-4. McGonigal to second. Stevenson to third. Johnny Peck now. Seven nothing Whitecaps. Second and third with 2 outs. Looking to add on to their lead. Righty righty, and it's the cleanup hitter. Sanchez offers. Peck bounces right back to Yerson again. Started to throw to first and then realized, wait. And then Schofield Sam arrived at the bag and then the throw found him. And that ends a scoreless top of the 9th inning. And the bet broken as well. Let's go to the bottom of the 9th. West Michigan is 3 outs away from trimming their magic number down to 1. Whitecaps leading 7-0.
What does the teddy bear dream of? A teddy bear dreams of a best friend that texts them in at night and wakes them up in the morning. Who they share laughs and very secret secrets with. A best friend who they grow up with. What teddy bears don't dream of is being left alone, outside in the rain, in a shrine for school shooting victims who could have been their best friends.
School shootings are preventable. Learn the warning signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please, help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
This is Daryl Kennedy, manager for your Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
Trevin Michael comes out of the West Michigan pen. Bottom of the ninth inning has arrived. Lansing Lugnuts trail the Whitecaps 7-0. The Whitecaps are 3 outs away. 8-9 and 1-2. Nick Schwartz, Casey Yamauchi, Joshua Kuroda Grauer. Michael the righty, winds and deals. Swing and a miss, Nick Schwartz, strike one. Carlos Licorico went one inning. One hit, two walks, no runs, one strikeout. The pitch bends outside. For the 27-year-old Michael, it's his 18th relief appearance. He's 3-for-3 in saves. This, though, not a save opportunity. 26 innings, 35 strikeouts, only 10 walks, league batting 189. And there's a called strike two on the slider. Schwartz is 0-for-3 with a line out, a strikeout, a flyout. Step back, leg kick in the pitch. Fastball sky. Right side of the diamond for the first baseman Jenkins, right next to his bag. Makes the grab and can honestly step on that base. There's one down. There comes Casey Yamauchi. It's been a night in which Lansing has had multiple opportunities throughout to score some runs. And West Michigan each time has made the pitches and made the plays. The pitch. Yamauchi takes the ball low. On the first inning, a one-out single by Schofield Sam. In the second inning, a one-out double by Lasco. And the third inning, a single and a couple of walks, bases left loaded. In the fourth inning, a leadoff single and then the steal. Here, Casey Yamauchi sprays a base hit down the left field line. This is going to be extra bases. Patrick Lee digs it up, gets it in, and it's a one-out double in the ninth. Yamauchi's first hit of the game. His 12th double of the year.
Well, and that's, again, that's what they've been doing. They've been getting the hits. Good swing right there. But, man, 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. 10 left the board.
Here comes the ninth at bat. Down 7-0. Joshua Kuroda Grauer is 1-for-4. He takes ball one. Too tall. That said, Adam, despite the frustrations tonight, they are relentless. Here they come again. Michael sets, kicks, offers. Strike called at the letters. Very high strike given by the home plate umpire, Neal. Second baseman Graham is cheating to his right up the middle. The pitch breaks in for a called strike two. Center fielder Stevenson is shaded to right center, triples alley. Kuroda Grauer rarely strikes out, but it's the ball in a play. 1-2. He grounds towards short. Yamauchi for third. Picked up by McGonigal, and the throw to first. Reeled in for out number two. And now the Lugnuts are down to their very last out. The next two nights, LabVIEW fireworks. Tomorrow night, Youth Sports Night. Friday the 13th, with a Ghost Ratchet bobblehead giveaway. Saturday, Star Wars night. Tonight, Yamauchi at third, two gone. Lansing down 7-0. TJ Schofield Sam takes a slider for a called strike. Schofield Sam is 2-for-4 today. His minor league leading batting average is at 360. And a one. Very high. The third baseman, Peck, is basically playing a deep shortstop. And the shortstop, McGonigal, is up the middle. Michael offers. Missed outside. 2-1.
Start of the second half. You got to think Schofield Sam's heading up to double A, right?
Not too much more he can do.
No, he's been so, so good.
Such a breakout season for him. The pitch. Backdoor breaking ball, not caught. It bounces right back to Michael, and Yamauchi scores. Oh, the catcher Bennett Lee unable to handle. Right off of him, right back to the mound, and Yamauchi, a great read. The shutout is shattered. West Michigan 7, Lansing 1.
They've been waiting all night to cheer like that.
Out of your Trevin Michael, now out of the windup. The pitch. Bouncer weakly on the right side. Jenkins grabs. Underhands to Michael at the bag. And this ball game is over. One run scores on one hit in the bottom of the ninth inning. West Michigan wins its second in 3 days. And the Whitecaps' magic number is down to 1 to clinch the Midwest League East Division. The Whitecaps 7, the Lugnuts 1. Postgame show is on its way next from Jackson Field.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
What's up? This is Tommy White with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's head back to the diamond. Go Nuts.
Welcome in. Lansing Lugnuts postgame from Jackson Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler rejoined by Adam Jaxa. The West Michigan Whitecaps beat the Lugnuts tonight 7-1. 7 runs on 8 hits. No errors for the Whitecaps in the victory. They leave 6 runners on the bases, go 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position, and improve to 40-20 this year. And their magic number to clinch is 1. For the Lugnuts, 1 run, 7 hits, 2 errors. Run scored in the bottom of the ninth on a passed ball. 10 runners left on, 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Lugnuts fall to 34-26. Winning pitcher is the Whitecaps starter, Andrew Sears, now 4-2 with 5 scoreless innings. The losing pitcher, Lansing starter, Steven Echeverria, allowed 6 runs in 4 innings plus. He's now 2-3, no save in the game. Time of the game was 2 hours and 28 minutes, or I should say 2 hours and 29 minutes, in front of a great crowd of 6,364 at Jackson Field. Adam, for where this game went wrong for Lansing, we could look right back to the very first inning.
Yeah, we could. It was the same thing we saw yesterday. 3 straight extra base hits. And, today, West Michigan, they pitched it well, and they just kept tacking on. And I think that's kind of what they thought was going to happen yesterday, because that's what they've done this year. They've been foot on the gas with the offense, and then their pitching has been lights out. And this is what a lot of West Michigan wins have looked like this year. That's how you get, again, a plus run differential, I believe now of 128 on the season. You're winning a lot of games by a lot, and your opponents aren't able to stay in a lot of those games. And this is the team that is now just one game away from wrapping up what has looked like their first half all year long.
We didn't get a great look at Kevin McGonigal last year. When McGonigal was brought up to face Lansing, he was injured. There was some rough defense and then suddenly on the shelf for the rest of the season. And then this year, he was injured in the very first game of the year. But now he's healthy. And now we've had a first-hand view of how good he is. McGonigal today goes 4-for-4 with a walk, a single, 2 doubles, and a home run. He scores 4 runs. He knocks in 2 runs. He was exceptional.
Well, there's a lot of people that there's a flash with Max Clark. And Max Clark is a good player. And he's got a huge personality. He's got a huge social media following. And then there's Kevin McGonigal. And, you know, people are starting to look at it and go, McGonigal might be showing the better skills right now. Yeah, he might have the better bat. And
they're both very good, but, you know, there's something to be said for, hey, pay attention to Kevin McGonigal, because Max Clark deserves all of the, you know, attention he's gotten, because he's done a good job and he was a top pick, but so was Kevin McGonigal, and he looks like he's pretty darn good too. So that's a nice little 1-2 punch that the Tigers, I'm sure, are very, very excited about.
For the Lugnuts in defeat, 2-8 games for Ryan Lasko and TJ Schofield. Sam, add a hit apiece for Casey Amauchi, Joshua Kurodegrauer, and Tommy White. Couple of walks as well for Jared Dickey. Dickey now 39 walks this year compared to only 34 strikeouts. Game 4 of this series coming up tomorrow. And tomorrow night is Friday the 13th. So anything can happen.
Don't be walking on cracks in the sidewalks. Don't walk and under any ladders.
Nope.
And if you see a black cat, Jesse, run the other way.
I'll be ready. Should the Lugnuts send number 13, Jake Christensen, to the mound in relief against West Michigan's number 13, Max Clark?
Goodness. Look alive and look out.
Yeah. That's tomorrow. Brett Judkins gets the ball for the Lugnuts. Brandon Castillo for the Whitecaps. I believe that tomorrow is the anniversary of the Lugnuts' no-hitter last year against Cedar Rapids.
You would be correct. And they would love to pitch it like they did in that game last year. But, Jesse, I mean...
Wait, you know Grant Judkins pitched that no-hitter last year.
Yeah? He was part of that three tandem. Jake Garland, unfortunately, won't be able to start because he started yesterday. But I think the bigger thing is, obviously, you got to get through the first inning, get off to a better start. And Grant has given up some big flies this year on the first pitches of games. West Michigan knocked one of them out. But this offense has got to produce with runners in scoring position. And I know they're good pitchers on the other side, but these are good hitters. We've seen it all year long, one of the best offenses in the league. But too many times this theme has continued to happen where they get so many on and they're not able to push through, sometimes very little or at all, which was the case tonight outside of the pass ball when the game was pretty much over in that ninth inning anyway.
Well, magic number is one. So the next Whitecaps win, which would mean a Lugnuts loss for the rest of this series. And West Michigan is going dancing, punching their playoff ticket for the Lugnuts. It would have to be in the second half when they make a run at the division title. Three more games to go in this series. And 6 more games remain in the first half of the season.
Lugnuts need to go 6-0. Whitecaps go 0-6. So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance. Final thought?
Yeah, I mean, West Michigan did what they've done all year. They came out here. They pitched it well. They defended it well outside of a mistake in the ninth. And then they hit it well. I mean, they didn't out-hit Lansing by some great number tonight. You know, it was tight in terms of opportunities, 8-7. However, West Michigan's opportunities, they got them, they made them pay, and there were a lot of extra base hits. So offense, I think, has got to wake up tomorrow for the Nuts, and they got to find a way to get back into the series.
My final thought is that jersey looks good.
Charlie Conway, baby.
That's
Captain,
right.
Captain Duck. Thank you, sir.
Happy 90s night to you. Anything to send things off on?
Oh, snap. We're done.
For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. Now, the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Final score, the Whitecaps 7, the Lugnuts 1. Hasta la vista. Go Nuts.